Blog Talk Radio.
Feedback. RL, you there?
Hello, sheeple. I'm right here. Happy St. Patty's Day to you.
Yeah, top of the morning to you, right?
Or the evening, wherever you may be. In old, great old Ireland it is.
Yeah, I'm Irish, so I'm celebrating today. Little green beer, right?
Aye, and funneled by the green vomit. No, really, seriously. Don't throw up, people. Wait till the show's over.
Yeah, of course, I'm probably the only Irishman in Connecticut who doesn't drink beer, but who doesn't drink at all.
Yeah, really.
But we've got a lot of stuff to go through today, RL. Wanted to start off with the Israel elections. You think Netanyahu's going to be reelected? It's going to be close, they said.
Yeah, I think it's going to be close, too. No thanks to Obama's aides trying to put the bid. His little minions putting a bad mojo on him, you know?
Right. Let me see if I can get a page on the Israel elections here. Live coverage of the vote and results from the New York Times, of course, our favorite paper, right?
What, the New York Times?
Yeah.
That's reliable.
Yeah. It says 4 p.m. Eastern time, polls will close, and the news media in Israel will publish initial exit polls, and the actual count continues through the night.
You know, I'm hoping. I'm hoping Netanyahu wins there, so this way Obama could be banging his head against the wall, go, no, it's not supposed to go that way.
And breaking news from one of my friends on Connecticut Conservatives, Obama campaign might be manipulating election in Israel by bringing in voters from outside the country. Wouldn't surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me either, but wouldn't that be like being treachery? Like, you know, especially with Israelis, you know, you're an outside source. You would consider that like a foreign terrorism. And wouldn't that make Obama a terrorist?
He is a terrorist.
Well, I mean, we all know that. I mean, he threw out the Constitution the moment he said "I do," you know,
I've got some news later that might make you change your mind on that. And the phone number to call if you want to get in on the conversation: 347-677-1018. 347-677-1018.
Yes,
she's in. Yeah, what do you think? Is Bibi going to get the re-election in Israel or not?
I think he will, because people are going to realize, hey, wait a minute. You know, if we don't protect our country and we let someone else in there, then, you know, Israel, for what it stands for, is going to be, you know, not Israel. So I think they're fighters. I think they're going to do the right thing.
I hope so. Because otherwise you got Obama, Putin, the guy in Iran, and some idiot in Israel now.
Can you say World War III?
I can.
Come on, sheeple out there, say it, World War III, and not me.
In another interesting story, Gabby Giffords is on the warpath again.
Oh, jeez.
Check this
now.
Out. She's coming to Connecticut, in fact, to help promote gun control proposals, the latest gun control proposals offered since the new town school shootings. And it says there are questions about whether the legislation is needed. No. Given an existing law on the books. But here's the news for you. A bill offered by the governor, Malloy, would require subjects of a restraining or protective order to surrender their firearms and ammo within 24 hours of being notified of the order.
And they say Nazi Germany doesn't exist in Connecticut.
I know. And Connecticut's really, I mean, we've got the toughest gun laws of anybody in the nation, and now she wants to make them tougher, more draconian, I'd say.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what this governor thinks she's going to go for there. You mean being the top Nazi? Really?
And there's actually a Republican that says an existing law already allows police to immediately seize guns from people who pose a risk to themselves or others.
I can understand the cycle of people there with guns, of course. But, you know, what happens if some of these laws there is it's too broad, you know? So
right.
Somebody with a right mind or whatever trying to defend something, you know, you got parts of your state, I think, is still a forest there, you know. You could have wild animals or something there. So if you shoot a wild animal, does that mean you get incarcerated for 5 years because you were protecting yourself?
Or because you wanted something to eat, right?
Yeah. Squirrel chili is good this year.
What's going on in, you're in New York, right?
Yeah. Yeah, in Governor Cuomo land there, Governor Shlomo there, he's probably figuring out new ways to make things hard, especially for the people of New York here, the hardworking people of the New York State Department of Transportation. Yeah, this idiot here is like, every time it snows and everything, they have him out there, even if they're just out there as a presence to let people know, hey, we're out here plowing, you know. Wasting our tax dollars like nobody's business, you know? I think it's making Obama
right.
Look jealous.
And what's happening with Mayor Blah right now? De Blasio.
I don't know if he's in the St. Patrick's Day Parade getting drunk or stupid or both, or he's out there doing something. I don't know. But we haven't really heard from him. I'm not in their area, district, but, you know, I mean, I think this guy's a nutball.
Yeah, here's a nutball thing for you. Well, I'll do that later because I wanted to talk a bit about this story, which is very disturbing to me. Fox reports that almost $1 million taxpayer dollars ended up in the hands of guess who? Al Qaeda.
Oh joy! Thank you, Obama.
That's according to a New York Times report. And and if that's true, that's treason, man.
Yeah, well, who's been giving it to him? Oh, I don't know. Who's the biggest BO in the world? Let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, right. Barack Obama.
I wish I had that sound from Saturday Night Live. Could it be Satan?
Yeah, right?
Oh,
mind me, I'll get that
beat.
I wonder now.
Could it be Satan?
Yeah, right. That's pretty much it. The blue Satan. Yeah, and they say there's not an Antichrist.
Well, here's the definition of treason, and I think it fits. Consists only in levying war against the United States or in adhering to their enemies, giving them aid and comfort.
Which he has.
Yeah, which he has done that a few times now.
Hmm.
Yeah. So, I don't know. What do you think we should do about it?
Well, so much for the American president who's supposed to help defend and thing. But, oh, wait a minute. There isn't such thing as president anymore. The last president of the United States was George W. Bush. And he was stupid, but at least he did something. But, now with our new... our head dictator there, Obamalini, I guess he could do anything the hell he wants to.
King Barack the First.
So we're just sitting there like sheep, and going, meh, it's okay, Barack, you go right ahead. Help yourself to more money, meh.
Meh.
You know?
I know.
I'm gonna keep saying every time you're out to you sheep, because, you know, when are you going to stand and fight? When?
Doesn't look like we're doing much standing and fighting.
No, we're just saying, hey, we give up. Yeah, it's like, let our kids go stupid with Comic Core, you know, and Curse of Writing? Ah, who needs that?
Bah.
At least he's not like close.
It reminds me of a scene in what was that, Scarface, when the guy's talking about communism and he's like, you want to be like a sheep? Bah.
Yeah, exactly.
Al Pacino there?
Yeah, Al Pacino, right, yeah. And say, say hello to my little friend, yeah. Well, now it's like, I'm going to say, at least Obama's too stupid enough to be like Pol Pot, you know. Where if people count past number 3, they're dead.
I wouldn't put it past them yet.
Let's see. Like I said, we got to do something because we got to stand up and fight because maybe we should put up a reward, dead or alive, you know.
Yeah, that's what one of these guys wants to do. I call it the what the fuck of the week.
Okay,
oh,
what?
Cool.
The
what was that?
Okay, what the
beep? Yeah, what the hell? So that we've gotten beeped. Are you still with us out there in Radio Land? Still there, Matt? Am I still here? In fact, what is reality? It's not Obama's. Let's see. Technically in there, so you may want to come in there or we'll have to run the show. So we still got like, about 20 minutes left until my friend...
Oh, my mic was off. There we go. My mic was off.
Oh, no.
Sometimes that happens. But
I thought we were being censored by the wonderful people of Obama, Osama, Yulama. Obama, Llama, Ding Dongs.
Yeah, Obama, Ding Dong. the thing that this guy says is, his name is Everest online in a group that I'm in. I'm not going to say his last name or anything. Because the Secret Service will come for him. You know that.
I don't know. I know nothing.
He says, Congress doesn't represent us. Obama's impersonating a public officer. And he says, to defend my family, our constitutions, our freedoms, our flag, and the republic for which it stands, and myself and our posterity, I'm sincerely pledging $100 to initiate this reward for capture of Obama. He says, you may make a pledge by writing in a comment how much your pledge is for. I will then add your pledge to the reward. And the reward is up to, let's see the total here. It's like $14,000 right now.
All right. Come on, people. Get in there. Get the, I don't know what the address is, but get in there. Get your money in there, and let's do what we were supposed to do originally.
And some guy says $75,000 if captured alive with Hillary Clinton and put on trial for Benghazi. A couple of interesting things in here. An additional bonus of $500 if Obama is arrested within 62 days and not physically harmed or killed. And another guy says, I will raise it to $1,000 if hung from a tree. I will also raise that to $2,000 if I can all help hold the rope.
You're hearing this, Frank Acona, out there somewhere in land? We could certainly use you.
Yeah.
You know who that is, right?
Frank
Acona, A-C-O-N-A?
I don't know who that is, no.
He just happens to be the leader, one of the leaders of one of the branches of the KKK.
Yeah, and it's just I'm not sure if I'm too high on the capture of dead or alive thing, but I'm not sure what I think of that. I mean, something has to be done, but couldn't we like arrest them?
Well, if we could arrest them, but under the act of treason, and I don't think it's been taken off the books since the beginning, but I believe in that kind of thing, the capital offense for treason is hanging.
Yeah, so, I would impeach him, but nobody wants to impeach him.
No, that's too good for
him. Nobody has the guts.
Because he'd get back in there. I mean, we have to united we stand, you know, because everybody thinks, oh, we can be socialists, everything will be fine, we can all get together, and we can spread the wealth and everything. Joe the Plumber saw this for what it was back then. Nobody listened to him. Everybody loved his appeal. So now what has your appeal done to you? Ask yourself, people out there, if you're listening, in the past since Obama's taken office, have you been doing any better? If you haven't, there's a reason why. Open your eyes.
Wake up, people. And I think I'm going to play your little promo that I have for the network that you're doing, and we'll be right back.
Coming soon to a PC near you, Altair 4, One Radio Network, an internet-based radio station that will bring you quality programming and no flack talk. In the meantime, check out our Facebook page and like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/A41RN. That's www.facebook.com/A41RN.
Is he back on? Yeah, there we go. Yeah, people, it sounds like the mothership has landed there.
Yeah, because we're landing, and hopefully we can bring fine quality entertainment. And when the time comes, and that's up to you, if I will try to bring you on over too. You know, come on aboard the saucer. There's plenty to party on board.
So that would be great. Joe wants me on his network too.
that's our competition there. Sad competition, but okay, we're gonna bring, you know, we're gonna go all over the world, and we're gonna do it right. So there's some people out there who wanted to be in the schmoes, and then, you know, and be clowning around in their network. Fine, you know, we're serious, no nonsense. We're gonna have some fun and bring some informative things to the front there, and we're gonna do this, and we're gonna do it right. No hashtags either.
Cool. I can definitely think about coming on your network too. And I just wanted to go back and talk about this taxpayer money going to Al Qaeda thing. I mean that's treason, and I'm just saying how is the 47 Republicans ready to Iran? How is that treason? It's not. But people are saying, "Oh, they should be they should be tried for treason."
It's like I don't know what's going on there. I don't know who's in league with what and where, but you know, like I said, it's a in the end, it's going to probably be when they're all on trial. Like, Obama made me do it. They told me if I don't, they're going to cut my slush fund off. Try to say that one more time. Slush fund.
And I've got some music to play, and then we'll come back and talk about. I wanted to talk about the Florida Senate. Senator, junior senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, might be running for president. And who's the favorite to succeed him down in Florida if he does run? We'll come back and talk a little bit more about that. Here's one of my favorite bands because they say things that needed to be. They said things that needed to be said, basically. You might call them a little bit left of center, but they're kind of, they say interesting stuff. The Clash. Here's Guns of Brixton. Was on? Yeah, my mic was on. all that time, you probably heard me typing.
Nope. You hit the mute.
Okay. Well, we're back now, and we're back live with about 6 minutes to go. So what do you think of the Senate races lately, RL?
Well, see that. Let's see who's the good ones. We want to make sure we have the good ones in here who are, you know, anti-Obama. That would be nice. So we can have America again instead of, you know, communist states of America. You know, I mean,
right.
do you really want to be like the others out there where your rights are taken away?
I got Richard listening from Virginia. Hey, Richard, my friend Richard that I used to do Senate simulations with. Political simulations.
Oh, cool. Welcome, Richard.
Welcome, welcome. And, yeah, we've also got a guest in the chat room. That's probably
yeah,
him.
Welcome to guest.
Guest 532. And here's some polling numbers from Florida. Looks like 46% have a favorable opinion of Marco Rubio, the junior senator from Florida who may run for president. And if he runs for president, it looks like the leader to in the polls to replace him would be Jeff Atwater, the chief financial officer for the state of Florida. Do you know anything about Jeff?
I know. Let's see. I know that Marco Rubio would be a good, I guess, a stronger. He was running last time, and he looked strong then too. Now, as far as his replacement, a bean counter. Well, hey, listen, a bean counter for the a governor. Hey, you know, it's better than a commie.
Yeah, and he's a pretty good bean counter too, I'd say.
So there we go.
Then you have
efficiency. I like that.
Then you have on the Democratic side, Patrick Murphy, and Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
Schultz.
I want to throw up when I hear her name. Schultz actually has a 19% favorable rating, Murphy 16%. He used to represent my district down there.
So, you know, I don't know. I mean, you know, I think we're starting to come to the point realizing, you know what, and these Democrats want so badly to do anything, they do it their way, their socialist way. It really didn't work, did it? So you're going to see it being repaid by, real honest Republicans coming in there and, and independents too, coming in there and fixing America, put it back to what it was, bring back the Constitution, everything back to normal and say no to the commies. And that includes those wacko towel heads out there that think they want to take over America. Well, actually, they want to kill us. They don't want to take over. They just
Richard says the Democrats should run Charlie Crist. Automatic win for the Republicans.
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
And, Richard, if you want to call up, we've got a couple minutes left. 347-677-1018 is the number. 347-677-1018. Any final thoughts from you, RL, like the Pinheads and Patriots of the week?
I can't really think of any. All I can say is if you're out there, boys and girls, remember, buy American. Say no to Chinese.
And say no to ISIS.
Them too. As the great Mark Levin would say, kill ISIS.
Yes. My friend keeps commenting on the page here. Yeah, and we'll have to let you know when we're on next time, Richard. I know it's kind of late in the game to get on the air right now. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to say good luck, Benjamin Netanyahu. I really hope he wins.
Me too. Well,
yeah.
I guess there's always no next time there, folks, so tune in. We'll have some more good stuff.
We've got about a minute and a half left, so peace, security, and strength. That's what I love. That's what I like.
Well, we might as well leave them out with a song.
Huh?
So we might as well leave them out with a song.
Yeah, I don't have a song to play. But I do have my political theme, which lasts 30 seconds. And Chuck Norris, he did something for Netanyahu the other day. Big patriot, Chuck Norris.
Yep, that's a patriot.
Yeah, I was trying to think of a joke about Chuck Norris. Something about us. I don't know. There's all kinds of jokes about Chuck Norris, but I can't think of one right now.
He's done a good job, helping out, for Netanyahu. Let's hope it works.
Yeah, and I definitely hope it works. Let me get into my political theme song, the ending music. Well, maybe I can. There's that better. Hey, everybody, thanks for listening, and thanks for calling up, RL, Richard, thanks for listening. We'll do it again next week or sometime this coming week. And it's about 2 o'clock, so we'll see you later. RL, thanks. See you later, people.